I said so, it's a full rental rate. There's no volume discount. Carlito said, Ibrahim, do you want a goddamn Megapod or not? They're not free vehicles. I said, obviously, I wanted Carlito. I fucking need it. Want isn't even the appropriate word here. I don't really have a choice. I'm just asking you to help me out. A tiddlywink. A friends and family discount or some shit. He said, oh, wow. All of a sudden, you're familiar with a plethora of discounts. That's funny because I said, friends and family is par for the course. Carlito was very persuasive in the marketplace. He said, fuck you, Ibrahim. I'll give you a 5% discount. That's fine. Call it what you want. Friends and family, cousins and cunts. I don't care. But I want to return with a full tank. I want the meter at 100%, 98.6, and I'm billing you in full. I said, I'll take that. That's fair. 5% will leave me more than satiated, Carlito. Now when can you get it to Earth? Carlito said, I have a side business with a second cousin in Lower Manhattan. Rental spot, where are... I said, I'm fucking in Manhattan right now, so that's perfect. I'm in Midtown. He said, it's called Flying Cars by Carlito. Ask for my cousin Julio. Tell him you talk to me. You should be in the system. We'll take care of the rest. I said, wait, I'm in your system as what? He said, it's Dave Diablo. Use that name so we can find you. Tell him Dave Diablo is looking for a Megapod with a 5% discount. You should be all set. I said, okay, good, great. I don't, just don't need my real name in any cocaine databases, please and thank you. He said, of course, go see Julio. You should be all set. I said, yeah, 5%, that's right, it should be under El Diablo, David Diablo, Julio said, and you said a Megapod, that's what you wanted. I said, yeah, that's a model XYZ, if you have it, that's the most spacious model you have on set, right? He said, well, actually, we might have something a little more roomy if you could wait until, I don't know, like, maybe later this afternoon, maybe until the end of the day at latest. I said, how much of an upgrade is it? He said, it's a custom build, so kind of hard to describe in standard terminology, but it should be a significant upgrade, also with a potential of rent to buy, if that intrigues you at all. I said, what's the name of the model? He said, let me see what we have it listed as. It looks like it's an Abraham Kashi Deluxe or something. Does that ring a bell? It struck me as a little obscure as a model. But apparently that's actually half decent, a little dated. I said a little what? Julio said a little. I said, but we can wait. We could probably put the makeup on hold for a few hours for sure. She said, Abraham, do you think? I said, how are you acquiring this thing anyways? Is this coming off trade? Is that the reason for the wait? Julio said, kind of weird story, actually. Some blogs that came in earlier looking to sell it outright. I reached out to my cousin Carlito about a price. I said, what'd he say? Your cousin? I actually know Carlito, by the way. Julio said, oh really, you should have said something. I said, yeah, we go way back from high school and shit, you know. Julio said, oh nice, yeah, you know Carlito. Then he told me to buy it out. If we can get it at a decent discount, then resell it at full price. Ha ha, I said, oh, that Carlito. He's certainly something, but yeah, could you maybe give a girl a call? Bring her back here ASAP if we can get something more spacious. I'd be willing to even drop the 5% discount thing. Even still, bring it back with a full tank. He said, sure, yeah, I could definitely reach out to her. Jason Ibrahim, I said, that sounds great, Julio, thank you so much. Yeah, we'll be down the street, you have my number, right? Jay said, how was that? None of these cologne bottles have a cap. I said, and none of my boxes either. Joe said, which one are you looking at? I said, oh, nothing in particular, really, I guess. But I like this one. There doesn't seem to be a price, Jay said, on any of them, really. Joe said, okay, so that one, you want a boxing cap? If you bought it, hypothetically, would you want the boxing cap? I said, probably. Joe said, okay, with the boxing cap, it's actually 150 Trumpsicles. I said, and you have them, the caps in the box? And Joe said, sure, of course, but what if you didn't want a box? I said, I don't know, why wouldn't I? Joe said, hypothetically, let's say you actually just give me the bottle. I'm just gonna throw out the box anyway, so just give me the bottle. I said, okay. Joe said, now if you didn't want a box, I could give it to you for $1.10, $1.40 Trumpsicle discount. I said, really? Wow. Joe said, and let's just say hypothetically, you didn't want a cap either. I said, no cap either. Joe said, let's say you said, what if you said you, what do you need a cap for? I'm gonna have to take it off every time I give myself a spritz anyway. Why do I need a cap? I said, okay, that makes some sense. So what then? He said, now if you didn't want a cap either, then I could probably give it to you for 75 Trumpsicles, so another 35 Trumpsicle discount, half the original price. I said, wow, that's like, yeah, you're right, a 50% discount just because I didn't get a cap in box. Joe said, yeah, I mean, it's more of a popular on the cologne side for guys buying for themselves. On the perfume side, I mean, the fuck, you're gonna buy perfume for your girl without a boxing cap? I said, yeah, that's kind of, I mean, you can't give a girl perfume without a boxing cap. Jayla, you said, now I've done it, a couple girls back gave her a perfume bottle with no cap for Crypto Christmas. I said, hey, Dominica, here, take this. Give her a gift bag with a perfume bottle with no box or cap. I said, no box either. Joe said, no box either. I said, what did you say? Joe said, I said, Merry Christmas. What else? I mean, think about it for a second. Is a cap making you smell good? Is the box a repository of fresh scents? I said, not exactly. Joe said, of course not. You're gonna toss them in the trash anyway, so why not save yourself a couple bucks and let us dispose of the items for you, the items that you're going to dispose of anyway. I said, but I guess where I'm not totally following is like, what's in it for you? What makes these boxes and caps of such value on your end? Joe said, honestly, we're just trying to help you out. The consumer times are tough right now. It's a tough economy for all of us. Prices are rising, especially in the fragrance sector. The fragrance sector, it's absolutely brutal right now. Do you really want to be paying almost 200 tropicals for a fucking cologne bottle to spritz on your nipples and shit? And would you rather pay half that for the actual part you'll actually use? Joe said, we actually had our ship stolen this morning. Joe said, exactly. See what I mean? This economy is just crazy. What the fuck are you gonna do now? Pay 150 beans for a fucking cologne? Or are you gonna pay 75 and let me hold the cap and box for you? Would you totally useless anyway when you think about it? I said, I mean, there must be some value there. Joe said, I mean, even as a gift of perfume, sure. Like I said, maybe you look like a total jadrool giving her a little bottle of perfume, but half these girls nowadays, they're too busy waxing their shrimps to even know the fucking difference. I said, honestly, Joe, that's a great point. Yet with that said, I'm gonna have to meditate on the offer momentarily. We're actually potentially on the precipice of recovering our ship. We might be as close as a singular cunt pube away from it, so I want to go touch base with a few people in the meantime before I go ahead and make any discretionary purchases. Said, wait, what are you doing? Emilio said, I said, sorry, Julio, I'm just gouging this young lady's eyes out real quick for stealing my custom ship, the Ibrahim Pasha Deluxe. Julio said, you can't, like, do that, man. In my shop, I thought your name was Dave Diablo anyway. Emilio said, Julio said, this is like a place of business. I said, Jay, now knock the bitch out, please. We'll finish the job in orbit. She's, hurting my eardrums with all that noise. Jay said, knock out successful Ibrahim. I said, good, Julio. Listen, I get it, man. Maybe this is a chaotic scene to you. Blood everywhere. Your counter, it's all messed up. I hope you have, like, an overnight maid service here or something. Julio said, like, what the fuck, man? That girl, she's like... I said, tell your cousin Carlito to take it out of my volume-based pricing, the prick. He'll know what it means. Julio said, what about the rental? I said, what am I, gonna rent my own ship from you? No, your cousin tried to play me unsuccessfully. Buy my own ship back at a discount and selling it full price. Take the mess and the lost business up with him. This ship and the bitch are mine now. I said, Amelia, great to see you all now. The way I see it, there are two ways we can do this. I try to be an upfront guy. I don't really enjoy lying to people except when absolutely necessary. Unlike you, I guess you're a bit of a liar. No, but anyway, since I've already basically obliterated both of your eye sockets and kidnapped you at this point, I think we can go ahead and be honest with one another. Does that sound fair? So, like I said, this could really go one of two ways. The first way is you could tell me who it was that you put this idea in your head that you could rob me for not only my cocaine, but for my custom-built spaceship. I mean, ripping me off on a coke deal, honestly, I'd still probably kill you, especially on Earth, but maybe I'd be able to on a good day. Maybe you could talk me to some sort of leniency plan, some payment plan in exchange for your petty little life. But taking my fucking ship to in broad daylight as you toss hot coffee into my fucking face, I mean, now I have to make a damn example out of you, Amelia. I don't even have a choice in the matter anyway. It's unfortunate, so yeah, flip upward, rat your ass off, and tell me who's feeding you these crazy notions that Ibrahim Pasha is a guy you can steal and rob from. Give me the name or the names. If you can do that for me, then I'll go easy on you. Now I'm still going to kill you. Either way, I'm going to kill you, but if you give me these names, and you know it'll be quick and painless. You'll die, but it won't even know that you're dying. All that pain that you're feeling right now, gone. It'll be lights out as quick as painless as these things can be now. Do you have anything to say yet? Amelia said, I'm sorry, Ibrahim, nobody told, I guess totally misread you. I said, okay, now it seems like you're a little ambivalent about option one here. So then there's option two, which it seems like you're leaning towards, which is you'll tell me you're PMS, and you'll tell me this was just such a lot of misunderstanding, that you misread me, that you deserve to live, which of course, as I previously said, it just isn't going to happen, that you deserve a painless death, blah, blah, blah. Which of course, sure, it's possible that painless death, but not if you don't tell me who told you to go ahead and steal my fucking spaceship, Amelia, because if you don't tell me that, it's soon, and I'm gonna cut each one of your toes an hour. I'm gonna shave your head and paste the toes on there. I'm gonna take 3 6-inch knives and dip the coke you stole from me. Then I'm gonna stab both your tits and belly button with them. Then I'm gonna dump you right in that same shithole we met. And I'm gonna place bets with Jay to see how long you actually live. I'm gonna leave you there to die. I'm gonna kill anyone who tries to help you until you do. Until you die a slow and painful death. A fairly slow and equally painful death. Do you understand me? Just let me know. Who is it out there that's telling people like you that you can fuck with me? That's all.